This week's parsha, Parshas Noso, is the parsha of Birkas Kohanim. This week's parsha is the parsha of Birkas Kohanim. And Rav Shechter once mentioned from the Stipler that whenever the Torah gives us a mitzvah and doesn't tell us when to do the mitzvah, like a lot of times the Torah says, do the mitzvah on Pesach, eat matzah on Pesach. It doesn't tell us when to do the mitzvah. So Rav Shechter said over from the Stipler that the assumption is that it's once a day, every day. So therefore, Birkas Kohanim doesn't say, as Rav Shechter pointed out from the Stipler, doesn't say when to do the mitzvah. So it's once a day, every day, and that's what the Sfardim, they do. Once a day, every day. Ashkenazim, we have the practice, we only do it on the Yom Tovim. But really, the mitzvah is once a day, every day. And it could really do even more. Somebody called me up, he wanted to know, they have two minyanim for Shavuos. The early minyan, Shavuos morning, for people who stayed up the whole night. And the later minyan, for people who went to sleep. But they didn't have more than one kohen. So they wanted to know, could they have the same kohen who already duchen in the early minyan to come back to the later minyan? So I said, yeah, because it's not considered bal tosif. It's only bal tosif if you add, Tosif says in Rosh Hashanah, if you make new, like based on the Gemara, you add to the bracha. Instead of saying Yishvaracha Hashem Yishvaracha, and you add more things. That's bal tosif. But to repeat, to have Birkas Kohanim more than once a day, based on Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, that, and in the Gemara there, Rosh Hashanah, that's not considered Bal Tosif. So therefore you could have the same Kohen to what? Who duchen in the Hashkama Minyan, in the Vasikin Minyan, to come back later and duchen again. In the Sefer Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, he explains that Noso is usually right after Shavuos. Because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, that Shavuos is one of the Rosh Hashanahs. Rosh Hashanah is not only Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, there are four Rosh Hashanahs. There's all the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot is Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah. So we have a klal that Tichle Shana v'Kilulosav, the old year should end with all the curses, and the new year should begin with all the blessings. So therefore, it says the Sefer Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, that's why Noso usually falls out right after Shavuos, and that's why we have the parsha of Birkas Kohanim, so the new year should be ushered in with all the brachas of Birkas Kohanim. Amen.